Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. 15 years of that with our good friend David Dossie. We're celebrating his 15th anniversary. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here all these years, coming up on 22. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And by the way, I own that trademark. Hey, David, thanks again for being here. I want to talk about some of the things that you have to ask people about the trade secrets, about the trademarks. I can remember in one particular acquisition I was helping a client make once a long time ago, and I was aware of some of these things that people own. Sometimes they don't even realize they own them. Sometimes they forget that they own things who are selling. And so I started asking this question. So when we buy this business, we're going to want you to verify and validate and sign, guarantee that we bought everything that this business uses to put its best foot forward in the marketplace. All your policies, your secrets, your trademarks. In other words, I told them you have to guarantee everything that you go to market with is part of this deal. It's on the table and we're buying that. There's nothing that you're going to walk away with except the cash. And when I said that to them, in one case, the owner actually started backing out of the deal. And we discovered that he was holding out on us. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's the danger. As a small business owner, in any type of acquisition of another business, or even if you're just looking at starting a business and you want to start a franchise, and you look into those documents, you know, they may be selling you a certain territory for a franchise, but you need to, you know, have appropriate counsel to say, do they really know that they have the right to use the name in that territory? And if not, how is it going to protect you, you know, if things go south or sideways after
mm-hmm.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, like you said, it's all buried in the representations and warranties. But you got to ask those questions, and you got to drill down, because they will often say, "Oh, well, yeah, here's all of our agreements that we have associated with our trademarks and
mm-hmm.
such," and they're never going to, you know, point you right to a paragraph that, like this Clorox and Pine Sol issue, that says we're limited to, you know, it's more like here are 200 pages of documents. You need to review them and come
right
to your own legal opinion as to the protections and the issues. They're not going to draw you down to that two sentences within 250
but
pages.
You could, but David,
can't you also
say, and we expect you to guarantee to us, we want you to guarantee that we are able to use everything that you're using that accrues to us. There's nothing that doesn't accrue to successes and assigns. And even before you present them with a contract, tell them that you're going to give them documents to sign that will require them to do that. That'll make them point out the small print, won't it?
Oh, yeah. You're going to always try to get the broadest representations and warranties and indemnifications so that if you know, something does fall through, that they're compensating you for the waste
right
of effort and time and money that you've put into this.
But in this case,
you know, there
the
are
case
always
I,
red
in the case
flags,
I was talking
like you
about,
said.
In the case I was talking about, David, though, we short-circuited a lot of time because we exposed him early. He was going to take a trade secret with him and start another business and compete with a company. later on. You know, he was going to withhold. Sure. And when we told him we were going to do that early on, the deal was up. We didn't have to spend, you know, 6 months finding that out.
Right. Yeah, it always pays to ask that uncomfortable question right from the get-go. I just heard someone saying that they, whenever they interview potential employees, they start off by saying, tell me the last time you stole something, you know, just to get a gauge in their reaction. And I think doing that with an acquisition type of thing, yeah, you get a sense for, are there red flags, or is this a upfront person that's trying to get this deal done?
Not only am I asking you to remember, I'm going to ask you to guarantee it. Hey, David, good job today. Thanks for 15 great years. Will you come back soon?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Jim,
David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen. Invention-protection.com. That's his website. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.